Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Padavraja Kacharya Shtudu Satasi Simat Stivain Graysila Ave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Kire Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Kire ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Kire Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Arvaita Garadha Shiva Shari Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rudi, können wir den Virachandra mal auf den großen Lautsprechern haben, wo ich jetzt bin? Ja, nur für ganz kurz und dann wieder switchen auf seinen individuellen. So, Hare Krishna. Before I start... It's a stop and go in the beginning. Before I start, I would like to make very sure that all of you who speak only Croatian get a very nice translation, because I will be speaking in English.
Prije nego što započnem, želio bih se zaista osigurati da svi vi koji govorite samo hrvatski ćete zaista dobiti prijevod, pošto ću ja govoriti na engleskom.
But you will get the translation of Virachandra, who was or is the personal translator for the president of Macedonia.
Ali dobit ćete prijevod Virachandre, koji je bio ili jeste osobni prevodilac predsjednika Makedonije.
Normally you would have to pay 10,000 euros to hear this translation, but on the summer camp it's for free.
Obično bi se trebali platiti 10,000 eura da bi se čuli taj prijevod, ali za ovaj kamp je besplatno.
Hare Krishna. So his translation will be on this loudspeaker there. So if you don't understand Croatian, please somehow fight, pay high bribes or whatever to get yourself near to this loudspeaker.
Znači, prije će se čuti na onom zvučniku i ukoliko ne razumijete engleski, onda se borite, platite visoki mito, učinite što god je potrebno, ali dođite do zvučnika.
Hare Krishna. Those of you who understand English might be encouraged to take a seat closer near to where I am.
A oni koji razumiju engleski, oni mogu prići i sjesti bliže mjestu gdje ja sjedim.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Purpose
Svrha
of this seminar,
ovog seminara,
is to help us
je da nam pomogne,
increase our attachment to Krishna.
Povećamo svoju vezanost za Krishnu.
Srila Kavikarnapur describes two types of bhakti.
Dva tipa ili dvije vrste bhakti.
One with nectar and the other without
jedna
nectar.
Jedna vrsta je sa, a druga bez nektara.
When is our bhakti full of nectar?
Kada je naša bhakti puna nektara?
Our bhakti is full of nectar.
Naša bhakti je puna nektara.
At the time,
u ono vrijeme,
when we feel deeply attracted to Krishna,
istinski duboko privučeni s Krishna,
when our heart spontaneously
spontano
flows to Krishna,
kada spontano teku ka Krishna.
But when our heart is stifled,
kada je naše srce zagušeno,
when it seems that there is a dam before
se čini
our heart,
da postoji brana ispred našega srca,
and when we feel only material attractions,
materialne privlačnosti,
at that time our body is without nectar.
Je lišena nektara.
Do you know when bhakti is without nectar from your own experience?
Da li iz vašeg vlastitog iskustva znate kada je bhakti lišena nektara?
What is the use of such mechanical bhakti?
Od takve mehaničke bhakti?
Do you think it will please Krishna?
Da će to zaista zadovoljiti Krishna?
It doesn't even please yourself.
Ne zadovoljava čak ni vas same.
Though in this seminar,
tijekom ovog seminara,
we will go to a powerful
technique, vrlo moćnu tehniku,
of offering the best of prayers to
najboljih
Krishna,
mogućih molitvi
and then
Krishna,
seeing that our bhakti will become free.
Da vidimo da će se naša bhakti osloboditi.
Prabhupada, he says,
Prabhupada
what
kaže,
is a good example of attraction to Krishna.
Da je jedan vrlo dobar primjer privlačenosti s Krishna.
Before I say this, I must say,
što kažem ovo,
isn't the language, isn't it too loud, Virachanda? I mean, we love him, but if he, I mean, we have to, can only digest one voice at that time, no? The typical example of attraction to Krishna is found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by
Krishna.
There's Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda
Devi,
the parents of Krishna. They are attracted to Krishna. The friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other cowherd boys, and the gopis like Srimati
Radharani,
they are attracted
oni
to Krishna.
S Krishnom.
And her associates are attracted to Krishna. And even the birds, the beasts, the cows, moo!
Krave.
And the calves
I telad
are attracted.
Svi su oni privučeni.
The flowers and the fruits in the gardens are attracted.
I vrtovi su privučeni.
The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land is attracted to Krishna. The sky is attracted to Krishna.
Nebo je privučeno.
We hear that there is that the clouds come over Vrindavan, and then they see Krishna under a tree playing his flute, and immediately they are so attracted that they cannot move on, but build an umbrella above Krishna and cool him with the raindrops, because the cloud thinks Krishna is my
colleague.
I relieve people from suffering.
Ja oslobađam ljude od olakšavam
by my cooling raindrops
svojim rasklađujućim kišnim
kapljicama.
A Krishna
by his mercy
svojom milošću
also relieves
također,
people from suffering.
Oslobađa ljude.
Therefore we are colleagues.
Patnju, zato smo mi kolege.
But the cloud is a foreigner. It has come to Vrindavan without a visa.
It
has come over the airways. And by the laws of normal life, the clouds will also leave Vrindavan. But not the Krishna clouds. The Krishna clouds stay in Vrindavan. They don't want to leave, even though they don't have a visa.
Hare Krishna.
The trees are attracted to Krishna.
Je privučeno Krishna.
There was one tree at the bank of the Yamuna.
Stalo jedno drvo na obali Yamune.
And this tree was crying.
I to je drvo plakalo.
The one devotee went to the tree
jedan
and said, "Why are you crying, my dear
drvo
tree?"
Drvo tu i pitao ga, "Zašto plačeš, drago moje drvo?"
Krishna has not come today.
Pa Krishna danas nije došao.
To rest in my shadow.
Da bi se odmarao u mojoj sjeni.
Therefore I am crying.
Zbog toga plačem.
I feel so much separation.
Tako puno odvojenosti osjećam.
Vodi said, don't worry.
Pak te rekao, nema se brinuti.
Krishna knows the heart of all living entities.
Krishna poznaje srca svih živih bića.
Including your heart, Mr. Tree.
Tvoje, gospodine drvo.
He will come.
Doći će.
The plants are attracted to Krishna, the animals are attracted, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. What's wrong with you?
Šta nije u redu s vama?
Why are you not attracted
to Krishna? Zašto vi niste
privučeni
Krishna?
This is a question.
To je pitanje.
Which is most distressing.
Koje nam uzrokuje veliku patnju.
Our hearts have been covered
su prekrivena
by the external energy of the Lord. And this external energy of the Lord acts just like the CO layer around the world. Usually the sun rays go into our atmosphere and they are reflected by the earth and then leave the atmosphere. But because of this gas, CO2 and thick layer
which is like a
greenhouse has laid itself around the world, and now the sun rays which naturally go out again are coming to the
sunca,
CO2 layer and then are reflected back into the atmosphere of the earth and make everything so intolerably hot. In Beograd, one of my favorite towns in this world, it was so hot that it was between 37 and 38 degrees Celsius. People were just walking
ljudi su hodali,
like Robotsky,
poput robota,
and some were dying.
I neki su umirali.
Hare Krishna. And Madhva Muni and Kishori and me Kishori went with the bicycle to the Donav because it's cool there.
Do Dunav, zato što je tamo svježije.
So, by our material contamination, the love which Krishna gives to us, like the sun, which gives its sun rays to the earth, cannot come back. We cannot give it back to Krishna. Instead, it gets reflected and burns and heats us. So many people are suffering in the heat of their material desires. They suffer silent cries and silent tears through their foggy days and nights. So we want to liberate our attraction from material attraction. We want that it can go back, that bhakti, love,
ljubav,
can go from us back to Krishna. Krishna gives us his love. We should reflect it back to him. We should not be covered by material desires so that the love remains inside of us, inside of this world, and therefore burns us like the sun rays which are reflected back by the greenhouse effect of the CO2.
I
thought so much of this example because in Croatia, a group of devotees is dedicated to build an eco-village as a possible solution to the economic crisis of our times. Yes. So, there's one powerful process which destroys this layer of material contamination which is over us and which takes care that our love doesn't go to Krishna but it gets reflected and burns us with material desires. This powerful process is called Vandanam. Vandanam or prayer in the Vaishnava way doesn't involve only the tongue. If you want to properly pray to Krishna, you do it with your mind, your tongue, and your body. It says in the Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika, with their bodies, learned persons offer obeisances to the Lord, who is situated in all objects and is full of nectarian bliss. With their minds, they offer obeisances to Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which are constantly manifested in their hearts. And with their speech, these learned people offer obeisances to the Lord who is situated in the heart of all living entities. In other words, you speak your prayer. While you do this, your mind touches the lotus feet of the Lord and your body lays prostrated before the Lord. That's the art of prayer. Holistic prayer, everything is involved. Ananda Vrindavan, this is a very important point. When we offer obeisances, our speech has to be engaged, chanting the prayers. With our mind, we go and touch the lotus feet of the Lord, and our body lays down. And when you do this, you will experience how all of a sudden your love for Krishna gets released,
se oslobađa,
streams to Krishna.
I teče ka Krishna.
In October, or end of October,
oktobru, ili krajem oktobru,
beginning of November,
ne, početkom novembra,
we will give our Govardhan retreat.
And there, Govardhan retreat.
I want to teach the devotees
bakte,
this ancient art. We will stand before Giriraj Govardhan. We will chant
Govardhan,
prayers with our voice.
We will
bow down into the sacred dust of Giriraj, our whole body will be covered with dust, Haribol, and we will experience how all of a sudden, as we chant these prayers, a tremendous energy gets released in our heart. For many times, devotees have offered themselves in submission to Krishna by something which is called Dandavat Parikrama,
where you
pay your obeisances and you say, Shri Krishna Sharanamaham, Shri Krishna Sharanamaham, more like from the heart. Shri Krishna Sharanamaham. I take shelter under Shri Krishna. The devotees have done.
To su bhakti radili.
Some devotees are even amongst us who have done this.
Neki bhakti čak i sada su ovdje prisutni među nama koji su napravili tu parikramu.
So, in the art of prayer, there are two types of prayers. One is to take prayers from saintly devotees and just read them. Like, for instance, there is one prayer of Queen Kunti. I call it the Ganges prayer. O my Lord, let my affection flow towards you, just like the river Ganga flows into the sea, overcoming all the obstacles on the way. Isn't that a wonderful prayer, Madhavananda? Let my attraction flow to you like the river Ganga. Those who were in the Himalayas have seen how sometimes big rocks come into the Ganga, but she has such a force that she pushes the big rocks, the big like houses, to the left or right side on the bank. So the devotee prays like this. Let my attraction flow to you like the Ganga who moves away all the obstacles. Who could of you imagine what is the benefit of praying the prayers of great devotees? Govindananda.
Mi prihvaćamo njihovo raspoloženje, poprimamo njihovo raspoloženje. Prihvaćamo,
very good.
Poprimamo to raspoloženje razmjene sa gospodinom.
Gaurarya Maujwala, dobrodošli. Hare Krishna. Should I repeat what Govindananda has said?
Ono što je Govindananda rekao?
See, usually we think if we say the words of someone else, what's the benefit for me? He has spoken these words.
But
if you repeat the prayers of great devotees, somehow their mood comes into your heart. Our philosophy, Krishna conscious philosophy, works very much with the principle of association, that is, that with which you have association influences you. Let us see, I have in this cup a little fruit juice and then put water in there. Then the fruit juice, then the water will take the taste of this fruit juice by the principle of association. So in Krishna consciousness,
Krishna,
we pray the
Krishna,
prayers of great devotees and associate with their mood.
And
in this way, their feelings come to us. But what could be the problem of Hare Krishna? Of saying person, of repeating the prayers of someone else.
Ponavljamo tuđe molitve, molitve nekog drugog.
Jai Gopal. We just speak letters of the alphabet, or we just parrot the others. We are not authentically there.
Mi nismo autentično prisutni.
This is a problem.
I to je problem.
Nitadaya.
We could start thinking that we are on their level.
We could start thinking, yes, we are on their level, yes. So, see, this is the point Krishna Chetraprabhu made to me in Serbia. He said, when you are convinced by someone else, there's always a part in you which remains the same. A part whom you have to convince yourself. Let us say our name was before James, Butler James. So James is convinced it is Yadunandan now. But a little part of Yadunandan is still Butler James. So when we are receiving a new name, we are initiated and so on, a little part of us will always still remain the same. And in order to get to this little part and purify this little Butler James in us, you know, this Jameski, we must not only pray the prayers of others, we must say our own prayers,
Virachandra.
Prabhupada spoke about personal prayers like this. One has to go to Krishna and submit to him whatever distress or confidential problem one has. One should pray. Krishna, I'm suffering in this way. I have fallen into this ocean of material illusion.
Materialne iluzije.
Kindly pick me up.
Ljubazno me podigni me.
This personal prayer was recommended by
Prabhupada
at the day when Krishna and Balaram, came
su došli
to our temple in Vrindavan.
U naš hram u Vrindavan.
Big deities. Krishna is standing there with
his
flute.
Balaram
is standing on this side and puts his hand on Krishna.
Svoju ruku na Krishna rame.
And Prabhupada said,
i Prabhupada kaže,
one day after the initiation ceremony,
nakon
something very nice about personal prayers.
Lijepo je vrlo rekao o osobnim molitvama.
There was Jagatarini there,
Jagatarini
the wife of my friend Burijan
Prabhu,
who remembers that at that time it was very difficult in the Krishna Balaram temple. Many conflicts with the workers who always stole the bricks and so on and so forth. And
Krishna,
the devotees were suffering from these conflicts with the workers. Prabhupada said to them, now your problems are over. Whatever you have in your heart, you should go to Krishna and Balaram. They are now there, here. And you should tell them, oh
Krishna
Balaram, I have this
problem.
Please solve it. This is the meaning of personal prayer. You have to personally bring yourself before Krishna. The James in you or the Jacqueline inside of you, who is not yet 100% a devotee, who is not yet spiritualized, your old karmic self, so to say, has to go to Krishna and ask, please, take care of me.
Pobrini se za mene.
When we were in Male Lošin,
kada smo bili na Malom Lošinju,
one day we went with a group of devotees to one village. Maybe Labanga,
možda se Labanga,
Mataji is
možda je Labanga, here.
What was the name of the village?
Kako se to selo zvalo?
Lubenice. We went to Lubenice. It's a beautiful village, but all the young people have left it to go to Zagreb or other places of sense interest. And we were, there are only these old people who are just dying in Lubenice. So we were in Lubenice, we did some yoga and some Krishna Katha on the beach of Lubenice, and then we went and we heard in the church this how the old people were just praying. Molim za vas. What? Moli za vas.
Moli za nas.
Huh? Moli za nas. Moli za nas. Moli za nas. And wow, I felt so attracted. I went into this church and they were all praying, Moli za vas, Moli za vas. I also prayed, Moli za vas, Krishna, Moli za vas. Because I did feel that there was such a personal relationship between these old people who were dying in the Lubenice and God, whom they were worshipping. And I want to really tell all of you today, please don't make your Krishna consciousness an intellectual paralysis of the heart. You know so much philosophy, you talk so much the great prayers of others, that your heart is never engaged. Don't make Krishna consciousness a paralysis, an intellectual paralysis of the heart. Hare Krishna. Many of you have frozen hearts.
Puno vas ima smrznuta srca.
One devotee said to me, I was praying when I was young to Krishna, or to God, always. I was addressing him very personally. But now I'm not doing this. Krishna is so far, and I have so much philosophical information. Krishna is only as far as you think he is. When you think he is far, he will be far very, very much. When you think he is close, he is very close. Gogovinda Maharaj always tells us of this little boy who had to go to school and passed through a dark forest. The boy was afraid that there was maybe a tiger and would eat him. So he asked his mother, is there a way I can avoid this dark forest?
And
the mother said, no, you have to go. You have to go education, you have to have education, and we can't hire a servant who is with you. But when you go through the forest and you are afraid, you must chant, Gopal! Gopal! Then Krishna will come and he will protect you. So the little boy had faith in his mother. He didn't think Krishna is too far away. And one time when there was noise in the forest, he chanted, Gopal! All of a sudden, he saw a beautiful blue boy. You have called for me?
Zazvao si me?
And the boy was, yes, but who are you? Because from this boy, you must know from Krishna is one quality which makes his beauty different from worldly beauty. Who's a beautiful person? Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
No. Goran Karan.
Goran Karan.
Hare Krishna. I'm just shalom say. The beauty of this world doesn't have what Krishna's beauty has. Krishna's beauty, this is what we discussed yesterday in Gorski Kota. Krishna's beauty shines out of him. It's called Lavanya. It's like as if there's a light within Krishna, and this light comes through the skin of Krishna. It's called Lavanya. And the example is the mother pearl. This is my astrological Venu pearl.
Venu
has given this.
Venu mi je to dao.
And this shines from inside, especially when the moon is up. So Krishna's beauty shines from inside. And the boy was thinking, who are you? You look so special. Krishna said, nothing. I'm your friend. You are afraid to walk alone through the forest?
Boju se sam hodati šumom?
Yes, said the boy.
Da, rekao je dječak.
I will come with you.
Ja ću doći onda s tobom.
And henceforward, whenever you walk through the forest, you are afraid and you want my association, call Gopal.
Samo, so the
boy did this every day.
I dječak je to radio svakodnevno.
And he also called when he was not afraid.
I dozivao ga čak i kad se nije bojao.
And they became friends. Because Krishna wants a personal relationship to the devotees. After he had lifted the hill of Govardhan, and the people of Braj could see that he is more than a devata, that he is so absolutely powerful that he can lift a mountain, Krishna had told them, don't think of this. I am just your friend.
Ja sam samo vaš prijatelj.
Have you understood? I'm just your friend. Nothing more.
Samo prijatelj, ništa više.
Because he wants to be loved as a friend.
Ga vole kao prijatelj.
Hare Krishna. He wants our love.
On želi našu ljubav.
So the day came when the examination was given, and then there was a celebration in the school to thank Ganeshji, and the boys were told by the teacher to bring something for the celebration, decorations, food, etc. Our little boy came home and said to his mother, the teacher wants his tuition fee. What is it in the Croatian? Tuition fee?
Nadoknada za podučavanje.
Yes.
Descriptive translation, it's not yes. Literal.
The money for the education. Huh?
Da, taj novac koji se treba dati.
He wants this in natural goods.
On je želio
prirodne proizvode.
The mother
said, you're so poor.
Ali majka je rekla, mi smo tako siromašni.
We have nothing to pay.
Ništa nemamo da bismo platili.
Ask Gopal.
Zamoli Gopala da ti nešto da.
The boy went to the forest.
He said,
Gopal. Immediately Krishna was there with his Lavanya. You have called for me?
Yes,
I have called for you.
Da, zvao sam te.
I have a problem.
Imam problem.
What?
U čemu je problem?
I need to give my tuition fees, but I have no money.
Nadoknadu za obrazovanje,
can you give
novaca
me something?
Da li možeš nešto dati?
I have also nothing.
Ali ja ništa isto nemam.
I just heard cows.
Ja samo čuvam krave.
I have a little yogurt.
Međutim imam malo jogurta.
So Krishna gave a yogurt.
I Krishna dao jogurt, jednu čašicu sa jogurtom.
To his teacher.
I dječak je otišao do učitelja.
And he said,
i rekao je,
here is my tuition for you.
Evo, ovo je moja nadoknada.
A cup of yogurt.
Jedna čaša jogurta.
What can we do with a cup of yogurt?
Šta sad da napravimo s čašom jogurta?
So small quantity.
Tako mala količina.
You can keep your yogurt for yourself.
Zadržati jogurt.
And he poured the yogurt. It was so impolite, like I'm doing now.
Tako bilo nepristojno.
On the floor.
Upravo kao što ja to činim sada na podijet prosto.
The boy saw the yogurt.
Dječak je vidio taj jogurt.
On the floor.
Na tlu.
The Krishna yogurt.
Krishnin jogurt.
He cried.
I plakao je.
But.
No.
As the rescue teacher was pouring.
Wait,
now much more will come in a minute.
Jogurt,
was pouring.
Kako je on sipao.
More and more.
Više i više.
Yogurt came.
Jogurta
a whole bucket of yogurt.
Čitava jedna.
Two buckets of yogurt. The teacher said, bring some buckets.
Čitava kopa jogurta. I onda je učitelj govorio, donesi nam još kofa.
20, didn't stop.
10-20 kofa.
Because it was spiritual yogurt.
Zato što je to bio duhovni
jogurt. It came from Krishna.
Došao je od Krishna.
The teacher had never seen this. He asked, who gave you that cup of yogurt, that magical cup?
Tu magičnu čašu.
Gopal,
Gopal rekao je.
Who's Gopal? There are many Gopals.
A koji sad Gopal? Pima ih puno.
My Gopal lives in the forest.
Moj Gopal živi u šumi.
And he herds cows.
I on čuva krave.
The teacher started to listen very attentively.
Usmjerio svoju pažnju.
And when you look at him, he shines from inside. Oh my God, the teacher, this is Lavanya. This is a special characteristic of my Lord.
Osobita odlika mog gospodara.
My little boy.
Dragi dječače,
can you bring me to the forest?
Da li možeš povesti u šumu?
And can you call your Gopal?
I možeš prizvati
svoj Gopal? I also want to see.
Ja ga također želim vidjeti.
Yes, come.
Da, nema, dođi sa mnom.
When the boy went into the forest.
I onda dječko otišao.
Gopal! But Gopal didn't come.
Gopal nije došao.
Because the teacher didn't have that faith.
Nije imao tu vjeru.
He never had faith.
Nikad nije imao.
The Krishna can come.
Da Krishna može doći.
Krishna can come.
Krishna
to
može
us.
Doći k nama.
The boy had this faith.
Dječak je imao tu vjeru.
Has Krishna come to you?
Da li vam je Krishna ikada došao? Da li je došao k vama?
Maybe you also need a faith injection.
Možda i vi trebate jednu injekciju vjere.
Then Krishna will come and he
Krishna
will
doći.
Take care of you.
I onda će se pobrinuti za vas.
See, we always have this doubt.
Imamo tu sumnju.
Krishna will not talk
Krishna
to me.
Krishna mi neće progovoriti.
Krishna will not respond.
Krishna neće odgovoriti.
Krishna, how can I make a connection
Kako
to Krishna?
Kako ja se mogu povezati s Krishnom?
Once a devotee said to Prabhupada,
mi rekao Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, I don't think Krishna is interested in us humans.
Mislim da Krishna nije zainteresiran za naš ljudsko biće.
Prabhupada said, for fools it's natural to think
je prirodno
that
da misle,
one cannot talk with
da
God.
Osoba ne može razgovarati
but God says,
ali Bog kaže,
Chyakvadiyam punajanma naidimang eti sarjuna. After giving up this body, the devotee come to me.
Nakon što odbaci ovo tijelo, bhakta dolazi k meni.
Then what will you do there when you come to Krishna? Will you talk or not talk?
Da li ćeš tada pričati ili ne?
Especially, I think the Croatian devotees and the Serbian, let me call them all Balkan cane devotees, they are great talkers. Whenever I have a seminar and I say, okay, now we will perform a diet of two people, and they will have to discuss a certain question. Then the devotees go and already they start to discuss. And I say, wait, you don't know what you have to discuss. So discussing is very important for us in the Balkan country.
Za nas na balkanskim
so Prabhupada
su
in the spiritual world, will he talk or not talk?
Duhovnom svijetu šta će on govoriti ili ne?
Well, there he will talk.
Tamo će govoriti.
Yes.
Da?
Said, Prabhupada, then?
Rekao je Prabhupada, a onda?
And he says, there is a process how to talk with God.
Kako govoriti?
But these rascals do not know it. They think it's only an imagination.
Neka zamisla.
And then the devotee says something which I feel many Hare Krishna devotees, modern Hare Krishna devotees would also say. But Prabhupada, we are so insignificant. Why should God waste his time talking with us? Who feels like this? I often feel like
ja često to osjećam.
Why should Krishna talk
zašto bi
to me?
Krishna meni govorio?
Prabhupada says, yes. Because you are sons and daughters. Although you are insignificant, you are God's children. He likes to talk with his sons.
Voli da razgovara sa svojim sinovima.
Just like a small child. Everyone knows that he can't talk.
Svi znaju da ono ne može.
Still his father tries to make him talking to enjoy.
The father was navesti da govori.
And the boy was
živo. Tata kaže to i dječak odgovori.
Then Prabhupada makes a point. Maya Purchandrodaya Mandir, this temple, this teaching all these people how to talk with God. That is our mission.
To je naša misija.
Well, in this seminar,
tijekom ovog seminara,
we will learn how to talk to God. Do you think this is a good idea?
Da li mislite da je to dobra ideja?
I also think it's a good idea.
Ja također mislim da je to dobra ideja.
We will talk in the voice of a great devotee, Srila Rupa Goswami.
Govorit ćemo glasom velikog bhakti, velikog posvećenika, Srila Rupa Goswami.
We will
i onda ćemo mi
pray
se moliti
his prayers.
Izgovarajući njegove molitve.
There is a prayer which Rupa Goswami has penned down at the end of his life. It's called Kapanya Panjika Stotra, which translates into English as a list of requests.
Jedan spisak potraživanja ili molbi.
And this prayer goes like this.
Rupa Goswami
goes into the forest of Vrindavan.
I otišao u šumu Vrindavana.
He sits under a tree.
Sjeo je ispod drveta.
And he starts to pour out his heart.
Da izljeva svoje srce.
He says in effect,
kaže,
please listen to me.
U principu ovo.
Počujte my Lord of my heart.
Počuj me, o gospodaru srca moga.
I will reveal my heart now to you.
Svoje srce tebi.
In prayer. And I will show something of my heart,
nešto,
which I have
srcu,
not yet shown to anyone else.
Još nikome do sad nisam pokazao.
I will show to you the burning marks which my hot tears have left on my heart.
Vruće suze ostavile na srcu.
Listen to this devotional language.
Ovaj jezik,
I will reveal to you the burning marks that the hot tears have left on my heart.
Ostavile na mom srcu.
I find this is good.
Ja nalazim da je ovo vrlo lepo.
You know, we can all imagine his heart is hot with desire for
Krishna.
He cries and the tears fall on his heart. What happens then? Steam is developed. In devotional service, you have to develop some steam, some intensity, Virachandra. With a little steam, you can push a powerful locomotive, and it can drive
152
kilometers an hour.
152 kilometers na sat, ako se ne varam.
In the same way, when you develop some steam, some eagerness in your heart, you can go 200 kilometers an hour back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So this is the mood which we hear. Now I will read to you this one verse now. Tishtan brindata vikunye vigyaptim vidadat yaso brindata vishayapada padmesho kripano jana. A very poor man.
Jako siromašni čovjek.
Living in the forest of Vrindavan. Presents the following appeal at the lotus feet of Vrindavan's king
and queen.
Weeping and weeping, turning away from all shyness, I, a very poor-hearted person who lives in Vraja's forest, now will speak the prayers that are in my heart. Would you like to hear these prayers? Then this is for you, this
seminar.
But I will not tell you them today. Because you still have to get some steam in your heart. I just want to set the scene today from which we will progress. In the following days, we will associate with Rupa Goswami, whose heart is full of devotional steam. And something will come in our heart. Don't worry. It says in the scripture, just as those who associate with persons attached to women are criticized more than those who associate with women themselves, association with a person attached to the Lord is praised more, is more desirable than association with the Lord himself. I want to tell you something. I was once in Israel, and I had just survived an assassination attempt on my person.
Pokušaj ubojstva.
You know, we had a program in Zrenjanin, and then some Chetniks came and threw bombs into the crowd of people and also threw bombs onto the stage. These were chemical bombs.
And
I had thought
ja sam mislio,
this was our own fog machine, you know, for effect. We had this concert and then we had this fog machine and we would come out of the fog. It would look very mystical.
And
I was dancing in this. Because I thought it's only our machine, it's an ice machine. You know, they're called ice, we call them ice machine at least. But you know what is fog machine. So I breathed in all this poisonous substances, and I had then fallen from the stage onto the ground. And the devotees kindly carried me outside to save my life. And after this, my whole body was, and nerves were burning with this poison gas. And I was therefore going to the Black Sea, and I was, you know, because when you are in the Black Sea, the salt pulls out everything out of your body by the process of osmosis. So I remember I was lying in the Black Sea, I had a rope on my
toe and I was swimming in the water, just like this, you just lie down in the water, and I was determined. Either I will survive this, or I will just die in the Black Sea. I would just lay here until all the poison is out. And then later, I went into treatments, this mud. And there I saw one scene which convinced me of the truth of praying the prayers of devotees. Because when you pray the prayers of devotees, Jai Gopal has said, the mood of the devotee comes in our heart. I had seen how another mood came in my heart when I saw an American pop star with his American pop starini in that same place where I was putting this mud on my body, and this man was taking mud and putting it on the naked body of his American pop starini, and it was just such a lusty scene.
Znači, djevojke, povijeste,
like,
i to je bilo jako jedna požudna scena.
Ja sam brahmačari.
Ja sam brahmačari.
You know, this was really not for sannyasis to see. But this little moment which I had seen, how these two were, this attached man was dealing with his lady love, for just a fraction of the second, this impression from previous life came up when I was not a brahmachari, but when I was a materialistic man, that came up by just seeing this scene. So this is what the verse speaks about. When you are seeing someone who is attached, this attachment comes into your heart. So when you see a devotee who is attached to Krishna, that attachment will also come in your heart. This is what we want. We want to actually go to Vrindavan starting from tomorrow. We want to go to Rupa Goswami in our mind. We want to hear his prayers to Krishna, Rudy. And then we want that, that we will see how attachment comes in our heart. Powerful attachment. So that every one of us will be able to relish bhakti with
bhakti
nectar.
S nektarom.
This is our project.
To je znači naš projekt.
For some of you, I already warn you, it will be a little spiritual, but don't worry, that's why you came to the summer camp.
Nemojte se brinuti, to je razlog zašto ste došli na ljetni kamp.
It will be little challenging. Don't worry, that's good. If we learn something new and we are brought from the old space into a new space. I have given previously this seminar in Vrindavan, but I have now developed totally different subjects on this seminar. However, those who go, come to this seminar,
everyone actually,
can give his email to Saranandi later, and then we will send you this prayer, this powerful prayer, and then it will come and you can pray it at your home. Now I want to see if there are questions and answers.
Pitanja i odgovora.
Yes, if there are some questions for you, and then we will end in time.
I onda ćemo završiti na vrijeme, ipak.
Nita Daya. We also have a surprise for you.
Imam iznenađenje za vas također.
Nita Daya, please ask your question.
In which way the spiritual energy is superior in comparison with the material? Because sometimes we can witness that material energy covers our inspiration, spiritual inspiration.
Yeah.
So in which way?
Yes. Have you all understood Nita Daya's wonderful question?
Ovo prekrasno pitanje Nita Daya?
Would you like to repeat it in Croatian again?
Na koji način je duhovna energija superiornija u odnos na materijalnu, pošto ponekad možemo svjedočiti da materijalna, upravo materijalna energija prekriva našu duhovnu inspiraciju.
Hare Krishna. This question is asked in the Madhurya Kadambini.
Je postavljeno u Madhurya Kadambini.
It says, how can we understand that the Holy Name is all-powerful when offenses can cover it so that we don't experience nectar when we chant? Same question, phrased in a different way. If the Holy Name is all-powerful, then even if I chant with offenses, it should reveal Krishna in the heart. Krishna is all-powerful. And the example is, and the answer is, the Holy Name is all-powerful. It could give you love of God. However, you are covering yourself with a fog. And then the example is given to help us understand. The sun is all-powerful. But it can get covered with the clouds.
Oblacima.
That doesn't mean that the sun is now no longer visible.
Sada više nije vidljivo.
It's no longer there.
Sunce više
but for you it's
tu,
not visible.
Međutim, za vas je
nevidljivo. So the spiritual energy is always most powerful.
Je uvijek najmoćnija.
But we can choose to cover ourselves with the material energy,
sa materijalnom energijom, i tada
we don't see the spiritual energy any longer. We don't have contact with the energy any longer. We are separated from it.
Odvojeni smo od nje.
And that is very unpleasant.
I to je jako neugodno.
So it's like the sun is more powerful than the clouds, but still for us here we can be covered with the clouds.
Mi možemo biti prekriveni s oblacima.
What?
Meaning the clouds are more superior.
No, you are just in a position where the clouds are covering your vision.
Prekrivaju
when the sun
viđenje,
would touch the clouds,
kada bi sunce dodirnulo oblake,
they would evaporate.
Onda bi oni isparili.
But the sun doesn't do it.
Sunce to ne čini.
If you are under the clouds,
ukoliko
you are under the clouds.
Pod oblacima, onda ostaješ pod oblacima.
You will see this now.
Vidjet ćeš to uskoro.
The clouds are slowly accumulating.
Oblaci se polako sakupljaju.
And although the sun is there, the
prisutno,
sun will not burn the clouds away.
Sunce neće,
so Krishna is always there,
oblake.
But when
Krishna
we turn our face away from Krishna,
svoje lice od
then
njega,
Krishna doesn't
Krishna ne
impose himself.
Se ne nameće, Krishna se ne nameće.
We have chosen to go away.
Mi smo odabrali da otiđemo od njega.
The moment you come back into the spiritual energy
and
you
energiju,
go back to Krishna, or become Krishna conscious, all the clouds will go.
Svi oblaci će nestati.
Now I have a surprise for you.
Slijedi iznenađenje za sve vas.
Is Harris here? Please come. In our Zagreb temple,
u zagrebačkom hramu,
we have several
nekoliko
devotees.
Bhakta.
And one devotee is our youngest devotee.
Ovo je naš najmlađi bhakta.
He is not known as the greatest yogi who can sit for a long time and meditate, but he worships also his deities. And he is very, very spiritually minded and a good football player. And he has birthday today.
Ah, i danas moj rođendan.
Ha 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 ha. And I want to ask you, we have a song for you, Haris, today. We have practiced this very intensely today. Please receive our song.
Prihvati našu pjesmu.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Haris. Happy birthday to you. May you never be born again. May you never be born again. May you never be born again. Haris, happy birthday to you. Hare Krishna. So on the day of your birthday, I want to give you a present. It's called the Prince and the Pole Star. It's such a beautiful story. It's about a little boy who went away from material life, went into the forest, and who saw God. There. And I want to give this to you. I think you will like it. And not forget your birthday. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Haris is very, very spiritual child. But you have to read it, Haris.
Moraš i čitati.
I will ask Anissa.
Ja ću pitati Anisu.
Hare Krishna. Good. So I think we should end here because it is 5 minutes before Aratik time. Today, Mataji Omila will kidnap us to Radhakun Syamakund. It will be, when do you start?
What?
Is it in a Croatian aid or is it a British aid?
Hrvatskih 8 sati.
A German aid, in other words, extremely punctual.
Znači, vrlo tačno.
Please come,
molim vas, dođite
and visit the holy places.
Posjetite sveta mjesta Vrindavana.
Thank you so much.
Hvala vam puno.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai, jai jai Srila Re, jai jai Srila Re, jai jai Srila Re. No.